Welcome to Keeping Current, an ERS and HVM podcast designed to plug you into the world of electrical power systems. I'm your host, Joe O'Dwyer, and whether you're an industry professional or simply fascinated by the advancements in engineering, this podcast is for you. Joining us for discussion is Nick Durazzo, an ETI Conformity Services Senior Compliance Engineer with nearly 20 years of experience in the field performing inspections and tests on electrical equipment. Nick will be sharing his real-life experiences and how small lapses in safety can cause a severe consequence, not just affecting an individual, but the entire workplace. Welcome, Nick. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
So, in hindsight, when we're looking at avoiding accidents and dealing with incidents that can possibly occur, how important is safety training and what can be done to ensure that we're not only protecting the worker, but we're protecting the equipment? Because if an incident does occur, let's face it, both are going to be one person can be hurt and the equipment can be damaged. And, you know, it's just a multifaceted event of a chain of bad events. So what can we do to alleviate that or minimize that?
Well, I think that knowing that equipment needs to be field evaluated in the first place kind of puts it in the mind of the people that are buying equipment, that even the equipment that's already existing at the site, making sure that everything's to the code to where if something goes wrong, that there's the proper safeguards in place, you know, things won't catch on fire or hurt anyone that's working on the equipment.
Interesting. I had an incident. I was a superintendent of a very large geothermal power plant, and we had a production well that every now and then would just trip offline, and nobody knew why. And come to find out, years before me, somebody put the wrong size fuse in. It was a 5 kV fuse, you know, with the red pop-up indicator that it tripped.
Yep.
And instead of 130 amp 5 kV fuse, they put a 30 in there. So don't ask me how we were able to start this thing and let it run. But finally, I went in, I said, something's wrong. And I presented it to my bosses, and they're thinking, well, why are you putting the wrong thing in? I'm like, I only put in what we took out and what was on bench stock that somebody else ordered.
So at least it was too small.
Right. To that. And then, you know, other things I see people putting in might be the same current rating amperage, but it's a different action. They might put a slow blow in when they need a fast blow. They might put a slow blow in when they need a time delay, these type of things, which throws off all your trip curves and everything. Am I correct in that?
Oh, yeah. And I've seen, you know, 480-volt installations that have 250-volt fuses, which they work fine until they don't. It's going to be bad once it does blow.
Oh, forgive them, Lord. They do not know what they do. but moving forward, I think what it is, it's a culture. And, one of the things I did was at these pump stations, you know, you might have like 7 or 8 different control power fuses in there for, you know, your large 5 kV to 480 and then your regular 480 to 120 CPT. And one of the things that would occur, you know, they trip off at night, you know, lightning strike or whatever. And the poor operator goes down to our fuses and tries to find a fuse that, you know, out of a billion fuses that we have in our fuse box. So what I did was went to each pump station, put a single line drawing, put an operational drawing of the controls in there in a bag as well with all the fuses. I mean, what it did is it removed, I want to say, close to an hour of downtime, and it kept the worker safe. It was just, again, changing culture, looking at what can we do to keep the worker safe, be aware of the issues that can occur when we do not put in the right type of fuses or protection, and, you know, making sure that we're wearing the PPE. So it's all about a positive culture. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, definitely. And like even one of our common discrepancies is a fuse replacement chart, which says, because when a fuse blows, it's blown. Like you don't know what size it is. You don't know what type it is. So the chart says what amperage it should be, what voltage it should be, and what type it should be.
Exactly.
Because depending on if it's for a motor, for a computer monitor, whatever, it could be different types, and we want to make sure that whatever goes back in there, instead of just what's laying around, is the correct
Right.
type.
Right. Especially when it happens at 3 a.m. and you have no lights. Yep. So it's just, it's just experience and changing the way you think, the way you operate, changing your culture to a positive culture that is proactive and fosters, teamwork, safety, helping each other. So it's all part and parcel about recovering from tragic accidents, learning from them, and moving forward.
I get some clients that when we go on site, they say, I can't believe we have to do this. This equipment's been fine for 20 years, whatever.
Right.
And I try to express to them that, sure, it's been fine now, but when things do go wrong, when the lawyers, if something does go wrong and the lawyers come in, can you tell them, like, oh, I did everything I could to make sure everything was safe? And whether the city made them do it or not, the NEC requires that all this equipment be field evaluated. Do you want to have a $1 million lawsuit on your back, or would you pay us to make sure that it at least applies to the or adheres to the codes that it should?
Right. Well, you'd be surprised what some people try to get away with.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, I can't thank you enough, Nick, for your time. I know you're busy, but that's a wrap for this episode of Keeping Current. I hope you found our series on workplace safety insightful, and thanks again to Nick for sharing his expertise of these requirements. Nick has a lot of background in this, and so we really do value his input. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to tune in every other Thursday for more expert knowledge and industry updates. You can also connect with us on LinkedIn to join the conversation at any time and stay updated on the latest episodes. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, keep current.